You are listening to the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 28. Welcome to the All Day Ruckoff Podcast, episode number 28. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode. And don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruckoff Podcast includes interviews, answers questions, and provides updates on the rucking community. In this episode, I'll be doing a year in review for All Day Ruckoff, the podcast, and kind of what's been going on in the world of rucking. I'm really excited about this episode, because every year I goal set for myself and for All Day Ruckoff, and it's just always fun to look back over the year and see what was accomplished and where I could have done better. If you're someone who goal sets, I'm sure you understand how fun it is to look back and see what you accomplished. And if you're not someone who sets goals for yourself every year, maybe this is the year that you can do that, because it's always fun to plan out what you're thinking of doing and just looking back at all you accomplished in the previous year. Before we get into this year in review, as always, I wanted to give thanks to those who left reviews on Apple Podcasts and our Facebook page. We've got 2 5-star reviews to read today. The first is a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts from Lena Lou with a smiley face. That's awesome. And Lena Lou says, "Great job. I really enjoy the All Day Ruckoff Podcast. It gives us weirdos a chance to learn more about this crazy hobby or sport or whatever you call this thing we do. I especially love hearing from people who have turned their passion for rucking into a business. Great job and keep the podcast coming." Thank you so much, Lena Lou. I'm really glad you enjoyed those episodes that we had in November, where we focused on GRT-run businesses. We had So Strong, Knotted Cord, and Ruck Customs on, and they did a great job, and it's just awesome to hear where they came from and just what they're offering to the community. I'm, like I said, glad you enjoyed that episode, and I had a great time talking to them, because I always like hearing from people who are working on expanding and supporting the rucking community. Our second review is a 5-star review as well in Apple Podcasts from Carbon Eclectic, who says, "Great company for solo rucks. Thank you, Brian, for bringing the Go Ruck community a solid audio podcast and providing another way to keep our community connected. In particular, the podcast was really great company on my solo rucks for the GBF 100 mile rucking challenge. Hearing people's stories and talking about all things Go Ruck definitely added some seasoning to my morning rucks. Thank you." Thank you, Carbon Eclectic, for leaving that review. That's awesome that you signed up for the GBF 100 mile rucking challenge. It seems like a lot of people got really involved in that virtual event from Go Ruck, and they raised just a ton of money for the Green Bray Foundation. So huge props to Go Ruck, and huge props to absolutely everyone who registered for whatever distance, because everything helps, and it was awesome. Awesome to see the support there. Thank you so much for taking the time to leave that. As always, I truly, truly appreciate it. Starting off with 2017 goals. These were goals I had for myself and for All Day Ruckoff in 2017. The first goal was interviews. And usually I make my goals pretty measurable. It's not the most helpful if you have a goal that you can't measure the success for. Up until this year, I don't believe we had done a single interview on All Day Ruckoff. So all I wanted to get in 2017 was at least one interview, and I wanted it to be good, and that definitely happened. The second goal was to improve my 2-mile time. I wanted to hit 13 minutes or less for a 2 mile run. I always track my 2 mile times through the Pathfinder Ruck training program. And in 2017, I hit 12:09, which 51 seconds quicker than my goal. That's really fast for me. I'm not the quickest person, but I was hauling on that run and everything, I guess, worked in my favor. It was one of those days where it was pretty cold and you just wanted to run fast so you could stop running sooner. You knew you had two miles, and the quicker you get it done, the quicker you get to leave from the freezing weather. It was starting to snow in the second lap, and I think that, you know, kind of made me run a little bit faster. The third goal for 2017 was to crush a 5K race. I love supporting local races. I'll generally sign up for the smaller run events just because I think it's really cool to support your local community as much as possible. So I signed up for a couple 5Ks and I ended up winning one with a sub 19 minute 5K. It's obviously not the fastest time. There are, you know, kids 10 years younger than me, 15 years younger than me, who will finish a 5K way quicker than that. But it was a good time for me. And I guess those kids were at other races because I placed first overall. So that was obviously exciting. The fourth goal and last goal I had for 2017 was to release a handle that matches all GoRuck Ruck colors. So if you haven't been to the online store, alldayruckoff.com/store, we have a padded handle and a reflective padded handle that you can attach to your GoRuck pack, and it gives you another attachment point. So you can have one handle at the top, one handle at the bottom. You can use your ruck for working out for another attachment point. If you're doing the AT&T where you're rucking and you have to be at least arm's distance away, it's a great check for that. Anyways, we've got them in 6 or 7 colors, and I wanted to match every single pack color that GoRuck had. Unfortunately, we didn't hit that, so I'm rolling that over into the 2018 goals. But we got kind of close. It would be easier if GoRuck stopped releasing colors, because they did drop some new ones this year, which obviously makes that goal harder. In addition, I don't know what they use for Wolf Gray, but I've got 7 or 8 gray fabrics here, all 1000D Cordura, that do not match what GoRuck uses. So I might have to break into GoRuck HQ or something and try and figure that out, because I'm stumped. I do not know what gray they use. Hopefully we can get that figured out for 2018. So those were my goals and the goals I had for All Day Ruck Off in 2017. Hit 3 out of 4, rolling that fourth one over. I think that's pretty awesome. Let's move into what happened for All Day Ruck Off in 2017. It was a really busy year. The readership and listenership increased dramatically, as it somehow does every year, which is wild. So there are a lot of people who are coming onto this and might not have known what happened at the beginning of the year, especially if you just found All Day Ruck Off through the podcast, because that podcast started June 29th, which is halfway through the year already. A little side note, one thing I find wild is that I've talked to people who said they found All Day Ruck Off through the podcast and didn't know until I started promoting the website in episode 15 or something that there actually was a website as well. And that blew my mind, because that website's been around for nearly 5 years now. And I just thought that was so crazy that people knew of the podcast but hadn't been to the website. There's, I think, over 400 posts on there. There's tons and tons of posts, tons of information about rucking, about what you can and should bring to an event, training for an event, just tons of stuff on there. And I thought that was pretty cool that there are people who found All Day Ruck Off through the podcast and didn't even know there was a site. So 2017 was a big year. One of the biggest things, obviously, was starting the podcast. And that was probably one of the biggest endeavors, too, because it's a weekly commitment. We release every Thursday, and we have not missed a week since we started on June 29th. So it's a lot of work getting this out, scheduling the interviews, getting the interviews done, editing, recording all that intro, outro, and all that good stuff. So it's a lot of work, but it's definitely worth it. I've talked to way more people in the community this year than I do most years, and I just can't wait to see what happens in 2018 with it. In terms of what happened on the website, a ton of new reviews went up this year. I've got this policy while I'm reviewing gear in that I don't post my final thoughts until I'm really done abusing it. And I take everything through at least one event before posting the review. I've got reviews of the challenge pants that went up this year, and those I had worn for a year and a half, I think, before I finally got the review up. I got them the day they came out. I ordered them and I wore them for all the events since then. And it took that long to finally say that they're honestly as good as they sound. They are really good pants. So we've got that Gorok Challenge pants review that started off the year. There was the GR1 Shooter Ruck review, which was awesome. It's a great pack. It's built just like the GR1, but it's got that Velcro back. So if you already have a GR1, you should check out Ruck Customs. You can hit them up at acrt.us/ruckcustoms. They have a shooter insert that you can put in your GR1 or GR2, and it essentially turns it into a shooter ruck. That acrt.us URL is an affiliate link, so you will support the podcast with that, but it's at no extra cost to you. After that, we reviewed the Gorok Tough Tee, which is an awesome shirt. It comes in at around $35, and I've taken that through a half dozen events, and it still looks new. I'll still wear it out. It's not the Polar Tech shirts, the really heavy ones. It's their lighter weight one, and I will still wear that as an everyday shirt, even after 6 events. No one can tell. The thing still looks new. It's wild. From there, we did a comparison with the Gorok Echo Pack and the Gorok Kid Rucks. It was a while ago when Gorok released their Kid Rucks, and they ended up heavily discounting them because they couldn't move them. And I don't know, for whatever reason, but in this past year, the Kid Ruck hype has blown up and people have been requesting those packs like crazy. I've had obscene offers come through. People trying to buy my foster son's backpack for well over what I paid for it. And it's wild. Gorok said that they're going to make some more in 2018, which is this coming year. So that's exciting. But for people who didn't want to wait, I also have a Gorok Echo here. So I did a review post, a comparison post with a ton of pictures so you can see the difference, as well as highlighting the price difference between the two packs because the Echo is obviously a little more expensive. From there, we hit the Simple Shorts review, which are a really good pair of shorts. Wore those to a number of events and they still look new. I don't know what it is with Gorok apparel, but you can take it through their events and it still looks brand new afterwards. It's kind of nice because then you don't really need event clothes and normal clothes anymore. You can kind of just buy Gorok clothes and use them for both. So pretty convenient there. After that, there was a Ruck Plate comparison post, and that was funny for a number of reasons. First off, everyone saw just how many ruck plates we have here at All Day Ruck Off. I think it's in the double digits now. It's actually grown since that post was made. But it did a comparison between all the expert plates and all the standard plates with some size comparisons, how they fit in rucks, and that kind of stuff. So there was a picture of all the plates. I got a decently hard time about needing all those plates on Instagram and Facebook. For people who don't know, all those plates are here because if people are flying into the Seattle area, we do have rucks, we do have plates, we even have bladders and tons of extra gear. So we've outfitted a number of GRT who have flown in on business and wanted to do an event, or just flown in for an event and didn't want to bring, you know, a ruck to beat up. Sometimes you want to bring in your GR1 and you want to use it as you travel around the city and explore, and you don't really want to take it through an event before you travel home, because especially in Seattle, we are surrounded by water. You are going in the water as long as it's not a light in the winter. You can pretty much count on getting in that water. So not everyone is too keen on having their pack submerged and then getting on a plane the next day. It's nice to be able to offer that, plates, rucks, and whatever people might need to crush their event when they come in from traveling. From there, we finally posted the GoRuck sandbag and filler bag review. And I say finally because that's another product that was purchased as soon as it came out. And I've used that hundreds of times through workouts. We've even gotten the Brute Force sandbag review up already, but for some reason it took longer with that one, and it's an awesome product and I can definitely recommend it because I've just abused mine multiple times a week for years and it's still hanging in there. I guess one of the reasons why it's nice to abuse all this gear so much before writing the review is that I can confidently say my thoughts on it and I can stand behind them. A lot of reviews I read, and they would always frustrate me because people would get a pack, they would use it for 2 days or 3 days, and they would say, this is the best pack ever, or this is the best whatever that they've ever used. And for anyone who's used gear, you know that the first 3 days, the first week, it's like this honeymoon period where this is the best thing you've ever had. And then that second week, that third week, you know, the sixth month, you're like, these zippers are the worst, or this whatever, this pocket sucks. This pocket doesn't actually hold anything of use. The admin area is laid out like garbage. There's, you know, nothing fits these areas that they've cut out and predetermined for me. So I like waiting months before writing reviews so I can hopefully stumble upon any of those little nuances or issues that people who review gear in the first 3 days, you know, won't stumble upon yet. When you read those reviews, hopefully you know it, and it says at the bottom how long I've been using it for, what I've done with it. So hopefully you can read that and you can make your decision about that gear based on that review and knowing what I've put it through. After that review, there was a comparison post between the GoRuck Tough Tee and the GoRuck Rucking Tee. That was interesting because those are two t-shirts and the Rucking Tee is twice the price or so of the Tough Tee. And I know on Reddit, at least, it got a ton of flack for being a $60-something t-shirt. And I don't really have too much to say about that comparison post. There's a lot of pictures on it if you want to check it out. But the Rucking Tee is made of Polar Tech. It's like four times thicker than the Tough Tee. It's essentially the Rucking shirt, just without the collar. So it's not something that I would wear every day. And it's not something I would go out in if I wasn't rucking or working out. It's great for being under a log. I mean, that thing is built tough. The Tough Tee is something that I would wear on an everyday occasion. So I think they're two items built for two different things. And I think the Tough Tee is a great product. I think the Rucking Tee gets some flack because it has the word tee in the name, and seeing the price of $60 associated with a t-shirt is unrealistic or expensive to some people when it's really the same as the collared shirt, just without the collar. Obviously, it's a decent amount of money for a shirt, and to each their own, but I just found that a little interesting. The final major post of the year was the holiday gift guide, and that was the first time that we've done that on All Day Rock Off, and it was fun. It was great to be able to highlight other GRT run companies. It's interesting being in this community because there's very little competition between the GRT run companies. We all talk to each other. I've met a number of other people who are kind of involved in that space, and we always have a good time. We're GRT first, and I guess business people second. And I think that's how the majority of the people come into this. So it's fun. Even if we have competing products, Knotted Cord makes a ruck handle. I've got a ruck handle. Kevin and I are really good friends, and I've had him on the podcast. It's really fun to be in this community and have that kind of support and to be able to highlight people in this community who are doing awesome things. So putting that guide together was fun. It was great picking out the products because they're all things that I would love if someone bought for me. And that's usually how I know if it should be in the guide or not. If it's an item that I would be happy if someone bought for me, then usually it's something that another GRT would be happy if they got. I didn't really see any complaints. There were some additions that people had, which were awesome because I can, you know, usually miss stuff or I'll keep things off for a certain reason. Like I didn't add apparel because shopping apparel for friends is tough, especially GORUCK apparel. The sizing can be a little off. You know, Jason's commented on that in the past. So I just skipped apparel because that's a tough gift to give to someone. But everything else on there was solid and it was fun to pick that out. There'll definitely be another one next year and hopefully even more GRT run companies will be on there. My event calendar for 2017 was sparse, which might surprise some people. I started off, I think the first event I did in 2017 was a Memorial Day Light, which is, it's crazy. GORUCK didn't come out for a number of months because the winters in Seattle suck, and that's okay. The second event I did was GORUCK Constellation, which was on June 3rd, and I'll always remember that because my daughter was born less than 12 hours after we indexed GORUCK Constellation in Seattle. It was wild. We finished the event, we went home, and within 3 hours of being home, my parents had come by and picked up my foster son, and my wife and I were going to the hospital, and things went quick from there. The only reason why I was able to do Constellation, and I did get my wife's approval, so if you're listening to this and your wife is pregnant, and you're thinking of signing up for events, do get approval first, was because you can bring your cell phones to GORUCK Constellation. So I knew that she could contact me, and if something happened, I would be able to leave. For what it's worth, my daughter came 4 weeks early, so we were not expecting it at all. Her being born was awesome, but it definitely threw a wrench in the event schedule. From Constellation, the next event I did was actually only 2 months later, 2.5 months later, I did the F3 custom Grow Ruck event in Seattle. And that was really fun because I got to meet OBT and Dread, who are the founders of F3 Nation. And they're really interesting guys. Hanging out with them was really fun. And I'm definitely glad I signed up for that event. The event I did after that was just the Santa Ruck Light in Seattle, which was awesome. It was ridiculous too, for a number of reasons. Cadre DS flew out for it, and he could not catch a break. His first flight was canceled. He ended up having to fly through Denver. That flight was grounded for plane issues. He ended up getting out here 4 hours late. He had been updating us, so it's not like we were standing around, but the event started at 2 p.m. instead of 10 a.m. It was roughly 10 miles. It was a GORUCK Light. It was a great time. I've been talking to Cadre DS since, and he'll definitely be on at least one upcoming episode because he's got a ton of really good knowledge that I would just love for him to be able to unload in a podcast format. Just the stuff, his training advice, his preparation advice, his motivation. He's got a ton of knowledge, and I'm really excited to just try and tap into some of it and get it out here in the podcast format. Moving from the events I took part in 2017, some of the major additions to the All Day Rock Off website, I talked about some of the big posts that went up. We added the GoRock Cadre and Event Tracker functionality, which was interesting. It's this page on the website you can go to, and it has a list of every single upcoming GoRock event, if it's a special event or not, if it's an HTL or not, and its location and the cadre that GoRock says will be there. And you can filter on it on any of the columns. You can search. It's really interesting because you can, I don't want to say stalk your favorite cadre, but you can figure out which cadre are coming out to your location quickly at a glance without having to click each event link, which is what you would do have to do on the GoRock site. And if you do have a favorite cadre who runs amazing events, you can see where they're going to be. And if they're lined up with a city that would be really fun to travel to, then you can kind of make it a vacation with a really awesome GoRock event. There aren't many cadre that I would fly out to a location to do an event with, but there are definitely some people who run an amazing event. And if it turned out that their amazing event was taking part into a location that I already wanted to visit, maybe that would be a good enough reason to go visit there and have a GoRock event attached to that trip as well. That information's obviously only as up to date as GoRock's website, and they switch cadre around pretty often. I'll have a link in the show notes to that page, but that was one of the big additions this year. The second big addition was the workout generator. Actually, two versions of them were released this year, and it's a generator where you put in, the original one was how much time you have, what equipment you have, and it would generate a workout for you. The new version is how much time you have, what equipment you have, and what muscle groups you want to hit, and it will generate a workout that falls into that time frame. There's definitely a couple kinks in it that need to get fixed, and I just need to find time to do that, but it was a fun project, and I know there are some people out there who use it, so it was a good addition to the website this year. Other big things that happened in 2017, if you don't know, I am also the co-founder of Charity Challenges, which is located at charitychallenges.org. You've probably heard me promote that in a couple intros here and there on the podcast, but I founded that with Kirk, who ran Metal Forger, and he's no longer with us, but his wife helps out a ton, and she's amazing. So right now it's her and myself running this. As of the 1st or 2nd of January, sometime in there, we'll be making our donations for the Flutter Kick Challenge and the 1,000 Mile Challenge 2017. But Charity Challenges alone will have donated over $100,000 to the Green Beret Foundation and Team RWB, which is amazing considering it was started just at the end of 2015. So a ton of work has gone into that, hitting big numbers. Right now, if you combine the amounts between Charity Challenges and All Day Rock Off, it's already over $100,000 donated. And I'm just really excited to see where everything goes with that. There are definitely going to be some changes in 2018 with Charity Challenges. Can't announce too much yet, but we'll see in the coming weeks. We have some new ideas. There's only so many workouts you can do for 3 months, so we've got some new stuff coming to keep it fresh and to support some smaller charities as well. Very excited about that, which kind of leads us into the next piece, which is that Charity Challenges 1,000 Mile Challenge. We're running that again for 2018, which is exciting. We ran it 2017. We had roughly 1,250 people sign up, which is awesome. I would love to get somewhere close to that again this year. We're making a lot of changes in 2018. We're going to run contests. We're going to do promotions within the group. So sign up and join the group. It will be a really good year. Before we move away from the website stuff, the final addition this year was the AAR directories on All Day Ruckoff. And those are directories where I went out, found a ton of AARs on other websites, and I figured out what class number they were, what cadre were at them, when they occurred, and where they occurred. And I posted links back to the sources in this kind of directory on All Day Ruckoff. And that was fun for a number of reasons. First off, I got to read a ton of AARs, which is always cool. Second, I found a lot of websites that are hosting AARs that are run by GRT. So it was really cool to reach out, leave a comment here and there, and find more articles by people who are really good at writing. So you can always check those out on the All Day Ruckoff website, alldayruckoff.com. Under the AARs header, if you click AARs, you'll see the full list, which is searchable, sortable, filterable, super customizable, or you can select the individual event and it's a modified version of the AAR directory. Very cool stuff that happened in 2017. Looking forward into 2018, more stuff that I am excited about. First off, GoRuck Constellation. Huge changes happening. They're adding a 6-hour event to the 12-hour portion. They've released tons of dates. They're going all around the country again, and it's sure to be an awesome time. There are plans to have Cadre Mickey on, who is the brains behind a lot of the operations for GoRuck Constellation, so expect that in 2018. That should be a very good episode. In addition, GoRuck is changing some of their expeditions, as well as it sounds like they'll be releasing Poseidon, which is their new name for Beached. They're going to be doing that in lakes across the United States. So I hear they might be coming out to Seattle. Would be great. If you've got a lake nearby, maybe hit up GoRuck and say that they should come out there. I know Beached was tough because you've got West Coast and you've got East Coast beaches, but those landlocked states in the middle are kind of screwed. But now that Poseidon includes lakes, you guys will definitely have your shot at these events, or so it sounds like. 2018 for my events, planning on signing up for both Constellation 6 and the full Constellation when they come to Seattle in early February. I'm signed up for a ton of light events because they're short and sweet, and I've got two super young kids. My foster son is 3.5, and my daughter is 6 months. She'll be almost 7 months when this one comes out. Being gone all night really isn't the issue. It's more being a groggy mess the next day, which is difficult to support the family. Signed up for a bunch of lights. We'll definitely be doing some tufts. We'll see about anything else. It should be a fun year. GoRuck's got a ton of new special events. If you haven't been to their website, hit it up because it's going to be exciting. Speaking of GoRuck and exciting stuff, they had a crazy 2017 year. If you haven't caught the GoRuck show at all, it is a Facebook Live show they do, called The GoRuck Show, and they syndicated out to YouTube afterwards, and Blaine has said that it will be a podcast starting early January, which I am very excited about. It will be great to have a second rucking podcast out there. As far as I know, this is still the only podcast based around rucking. We're 28 episodes deep. We've recorded multiple episodes already for January, so we're not going anywhere, and we're excited that GoRuck will be coming into the space, because a healthy podcast network is usually something that shows growth within a community. So if there aren't enough people in a community, then there generally won't be you know, enough want for a podcast or two podcasts. So if you look at the OCR community, there's a handful of podcasts that support that. And there's even podcasts that support it on a regional level. That's how many there are. As rucking continues to grow, you've got the All Day Ruck Off podcast, which you're listening to now. And hopefully soon you'll have the GoRuck Show, because that would be awesome. Besides launching the GoRuck Show in 2017, GoRuck launched Constellation Events, which is tough to believe. I've seen so much posted about Constellation that it's honestly, it's hard to believe that they've only been around for a year or less. They hit the scene really hard, and they were not what I expected. Not in terms of content, but honestly in terms of who showed up for them. When they released GoRuck Constellation, what I figured it would be a GRT reunion. I figured that the majority of the people who showed up would be people who have already done GoRuck events. So I was shocked when I found out that about half of the people in Seattle, and it sounded like half the people in the majority of the states who showed up for Constellation events, had never done anything related to GoRuck. It was not what I expected. It took me off guard, and it made me really excited about Constellation. One of my favorite things to do at GoRuck events is talk to people who have signed up and it's their first event. There is just something so exciting about talking to people who finally signed up, who were on the fence for a while, didn't think they can do it, or didn't think that they could find time to train for it. You know, whatever the reason, they finally signed up for it. Here they are. And it's great to hear their story. If you're listening to this and you've never signed up for a GoRuck event, let me tell you, it's way easier to sign up the second, third, or 30th time. The first time is the hardest time because you don't know what you're getting into. And while the events are always different, that first step is always the hardest. In addition, in 2017 to releasing the GoRuck Constellation events, GoRuck also started their first virtual events, which was great. They had the Ruck Your Dog Year event and the Green Beret Foundation Rucking event. Got a lot of miles in with that Green Beret Foundation event. For the Ruck Your Dog event, Watson and I did our short rucks. For those who don't know Watson, he's the dog you see on the order emails. If you place an order and then when it ships, he's got different pictures on both of those. He is somewhere in the range of 11 or 12 years old. I have absolutely no idea. He was gotten from the shelter when he was roughly 7, or so they think. It was on Old Dog Weekend, so they said he was 7 because that made him free. So he was free to us. Definitely the most expensive free dog I've ever gotten, because vet bills. If you have a dog, then you know, vet bills. The other big announcement for GoRuck in 2017 was the service requirement. And that's another one. Same with Constellation. I can't believe that the service requirement has been around for less than a year. It's been wild to hear about all the things people are doing to fulfill that service requirement. Obviously, there is the smaller efforts like cab fare, canned food, but there have also been just crazy, intricate efforts. Like when we had Luke MC on to talk about the Brad event, and they put all these backpacks together that the kids also rucked with, and they were filled with supplies for foster kids. And it was just a super detailed endeavor. And they built it into the event where they rucked the backpacks to the location and presented them. And it was all part of the event. It was, you know, really interesting and just inspiring to hear about. So it's been wild to see both sides of it on where it's fallen. And hopefully I'll have Jason on again soon. He has agreed to do a podcast. We're just trying to figure out the logistics on timing. He's obviously a busy guy and we're hitting the holidays. It'll be great to pick his brain on some of the service requirement events that have occurred. I think we've hit a lot so far in this. I talked about my goals for 2017, what happened at All Day of Ruck Off in 2017, everything that happened with GORUCK in 2017, and some of the stuff that they're starting to do for 2018. There's just a lot going on, and it's very, very exciting. For 2018 and All Day Rock Off, I've got a number of different goals. Some I'm excited about, some I'm nervous about, so we'll see how they go. And I guess we'll see, hopefully, in 52 more episodes when we're closing out 2018, how I did with them and how everyone, you know, overall did with them. So we'll see. The first goal is a rollover from last year, and it's get the handles figured out so that all the colors can be offered and people aren't buying a handle that doesn't match their ruck, because that's all they can do. To start that off, we're already working on Java and Ranger Green. So if you've got a Java pack or a Ranger Green pack and you've been holding out on a handle, or you have one that doesn't match and you need one that does match, then you're in luck, because they're coming soon. The second goal for 2018 is to expand the line of ripstop cotton hats that we offer at All Day Rock Off. So we've got a patch panel hat, which is sewn in the United States, made with materials that are made in the United States, and they have a lot of good reviews. 17 five-star reviews, I believe, as of posting this, and everyone who buys one seems to love it. They fit deeper than other hats out there, and I've just heard that they've had a better fit. I'm working with a company that's older than I am, so that's exciting. They've been sewing hats for a long time. They have a serious expertise there. These things are not cheap to make, and our margins on them are super low. We offer them at $22 a hat, which is kind of crazy, because if you knew what we paid for them, it just doesn't make business sense to stock them and sell them. But they're high quality, really high quality, made in the US. Each one is sewn individually. This isn't some hat making machine that produces however many hats that we want to order. These are all sewn by people. We're supporting US manufacturing, and the final product is awesome. So we will definitely be expanding the hat offering there. Very excited about that. The first color that will be coming in, obviously we already have our charcoal, which is a wolf gray. There's a funny story about wolf gray. That name is actually trademarked, so our hats are called charcoal because we don't own the trademark to wolf gray. They match anything else that's wolf gray. The next color that's coming in 2018 will be black. I've already got the prototype of it. It looks great. It fits great, just like the wolf, just like the charcoal ones. It's going to be awesome. I know GORUCK has recently gotten back into making their tack hats. We actually started making our tack hats because GORUCK stopped producing them. We just needed tack hats. We didn't want to buy made in China condor hats. Not that there's anything wrong with buying condor hats or clothing or whatever that's made in China, but that's just something that we wanted to offer because there weren't many companies out there who were offering a high quality hat that was produced in the United States. So obviously you can buy something that's made internationally for cheaper, or you can support USA manufacturing. Definitely just wanted to give the option for people who wanted it. So that is the second goal. The third goal is a follow-up on one of my last year's goal, which was that 2-mile timed run. And this is kind of crazy to me. I want to get a sub 12-minute 2-mile timed run. And it's crazy because it honestly has no benefit. There's nothing good that can really come from running a sub 12-minute 2-mile run. It will never help me with training for GORUCK events. It won't help in any other training unless I'm trying to get into some weird 1 to 2 mile 5K competitive sprint or something, which I'm definitely not. I just am so close that I feel like I should make that a goal, because then I can focus on it and crush it and then won't have to worry about that ever again. We'll see. The fourth goal, and it's the final one I'll talk about on this podcast, is I would really like to get into some video reviews. We'll see if I can get the office set up in a way that is good for that. I already have the equipment. I've got two very high quality cameras. One's a full frame mirrorless Sony, and the other one's Sony A6000, which produces great video. So I've got the equipment. I've got really nice lenses. I just need to set up the office environment in a way that looks good and figure out how the mics are going to work for that. So it would be nice to consistently post on YouTube. I've gotten in contact with some local videographers and some people who do video shooting for commercials and for production spaces. And I'm working with a couple to see if I can get someone to come out and set everything up in a way that will look really good for YouTube. So we'll see. I haven't really told anyone that one. That's number four. And I guess we'll see in 52 weeks if it happened or not. We're nearing the end of this episode. It's been a crazy year. I don't think I listed the stats at the beginning, but there were over 80 new posts this year on All Day Ruckoff. There were 28 podcast episodes, which ran weekly from when the podcast first started. The podcast has seen over 30,000 downloads, which is a lot. I think that's amazing for such a niche, and it's only growing from what I've seen on the stats, so that's exciting. The website, not page views, but users, are well into the six figures, so that's unbelievable to me. Page views is even scarier. It's crazy big, but that just keeps growing every year, and it's wild. I'm always blown away at the number of people who come to the website. So if you're someone who hits up the website, obviously you're someone who's listening to the podcast. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's just great. I hope that you're getting useful information, and I hope that it's helpful. I hope it helps you sign up for whatever your next challenge is, your bigger or harder next thing that you want to crush. And from there, we'll segue into 2018 goal setting and what you are going to do. That is always a hard question, and it's something that I think about for weeks. The goals that I set out for myself generally aren't things that I've thought about for 5 minutes on New Year's, and I said, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this, and that's it. And then you wake up on January 1st and you only remember half of them, and by January 14th, you've forgotten about the other half. The goals that I set are ones that I've thought about, and they're things that I wanted to do when I thought about them, but more importantly, I wanted to do 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later. They're things that have been on my mind, and they bug me. I'm honestly bugged that I don't have handles in the store that match every GORUCK pack. I think about that once a week. Accomplishing that goal will make me stop thinking about that. It seems crazy to me. So the goals that I set for myself are things that I really want to accomplish. While you're listening to this, if you could think about goals that you want to accomplish for yourself in 2018, you should write them down, you know, put them on the refrigerator or put them on a note on your desk, somewhere where you'll see it. It doesn't need to be in front of the world, or you don't have to tell anyone about it. But just for your own sake, if you're self-motivated, just write it down so that you can tell yourself that it's something that you want to do. The All Day Ruckoff podcast has a really awesome listener base. There are a lot of people listening who have never done a GoRuck event. And I know this because you've written emails to me and you've said, I listen to your podcast, I've never done a GoRuck event. Everyone who's listening who has never done a GoRuck event, if you're listening to this podcast, then clearly you're somewhat interested in rucking the GRT community or GoRuck events. If it's something that you're definitely interested in, if this is your third or fourth or fifth podcast, that means you've downloaded it for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks, sign up for a GoRuck event. There is a ton of information on the All Day Ruckoff website. There's a ton of information on the internet, not even just our website, about training for these events. You can do it. In the episode before this one, episode 27, I had Mark Gunther on. And one of the big takeaways that I hope you got from Mark Gunther's interview was that he did a couch to GoRuck Tough in 30 days. He was a really, really good athlete growing up. He got fat. He did not think that he could take part in a GoRuck event. He worked really hard for 30 days and he completed a GoRuck Tough event. If he can work hard in 30 days and go from couch to GoRuck Tough, most people try couch to 5K. He went couch to GoRuck Tough. If he can do that in 30 days, then you can tackle a light in 2018. You can do it. I have a ton of faith in you. And if you need motivation or if you need a question answered, send me an email. I put my email at the end of every single podcast episode. It's brian@alldayruckoff.com. brian@alldayruckoff.com. And that's my personal email. I will most likely respond to you unless it gets lost in spam or trash, in which case, I am incredibly sorry, and send me a second email. But I will get back to you and I'll give you as much of the info as I possibly can about helping you succeed at your event, because you can do it. Honestly, you deserve to complete an event and feel what that feels like. If you're someone who's listening to this podcast and has done one or two events and are thinking about taking the step to the next level. So if you've done a couple lights and you want to go to the tough, if you've done a couple of toughs and want to go to the heavy, figure out a training plan. You have an entire year. GoRuck is running 1,000 events this year. There are plenty of opportunities. Figure out when the event is, pull back 3 months from that and figure out a training plan. There are tons of training plans out there. There's tons of rucking clubs, rucking groups, workout groups. You can hit the event pages and see who is training in your area. There are a ton of ways that if you want to do the next level of event, you can do it. I've completed a GoRuck Heavy, and if I can complete a GoRuck Heavy, then I'm convinced anyone with time to train can also complete a GoRuck Heavy. If you've completed a couple heavies and you're looking at the next thing, GoRuck Selection, then you're crazy. And I'm sorry. Listen to the selection podcasts that I've done and try your best. Train all the time. Don't go anywhere without a ruck and a ruck plate. And take advice from people who have completed that event. If you're someone who does a dozen events a year or 2 dozen events a year, then that's amazing. Props to you and kudos, and I'm jealous because you've got a very fun year ahead of you. What I want you to think about as much as you can is your recovery process. because GORC events, especially the toughs and the heavies, they do take a toll on your body. And whether you have a good stretching routine, a good yoga routine, you know, something to help you to work your body out and make it recover better, work on that this year. And I think you'll find that the results are pretty awesome. To me, it was fairly interesting when I was talking to a number of the people who completed the first GORC selection, that class zero. A lot of them did yoga for recovery. And it's interesting. I've taken up yoga. I've quit yoga. I've done Ramwad. And I've done all that around GORC events to see if it helps. Everyone says it helps, but it's one of those things where you can see yourself doing 5 days a week and then you just keep doing it and you're not sure if it's helping or if it's really something else that's helping your recovery. But what I will say is that yoga and Ramwad and, you know, just really any stretching routine has helped my recovery personally. I can't say how it will help yours, but I've felt better the day of the event, you know, just completing it. I've felt better completing events when I've been doing a stretching routine, whether it's yoga or Ramwad, than when I don't. And it's been such a level that I felt better that it's honestly surprised me. So just look into that. Look into a stretching routine or look into something to assist with your recovery. Because if you're signed up for a dozen or two dozen events, like I know some of you out there are, that might be the thing that really helps you this year. This has been a really fun episode for myself. It's always interesting to reflect back on the previous year, the goals, everything that happened, and then think about the future. And so I hope this process was interesting for you listening as well. 2018 is going to be an awesome year. I've already lined up a number of cadre to be on. The first episode of 2018, which will come out in a week if you're listening to this on a release day, will be with Cadre Dennis, who is the founder of Milruck, which is the Swedish version of GORC. So one of my goals with the podcast this year, I didn't mention it earlier, at least I don't think I did, it's to expand the types of people I do interviews with, still within the GORC community. But if you think about GORC being at the center, looking at the edges and looking at the parts that are doing really interesting things, but many people might not know about it. So Milruck's run over 20 events. They've got a lot going on and they've done a ton of really cool stuff. And I'm really excited to present this podcast. We've actually already recorded it. And that's why I can say I'm excited, because I know the content that's in there and it's a really good listen. So you'll get that coming to you first podcast of 2018. It's just going to keep going from there. Thank you so much for sticking with me through this. I hope you liked it. If you're planning on setting a goal for 2018, I would love to hear about it. Leave a comment on the show notes, alldayrockoff.com/podcast/episode-028, or send me an email, brian@alldayrockoff.com. I would love to hear what you have going on for 2018. I'm always excited to hear what people are doing, and I think by looking at other people's goals, it helps me make better goals for myself as well. Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast. To learn more about this episode and to get links to everything we talked about with all the posts, everything that happened in 2017, check the show notes at alldayrockoff.com/podcast/episode-029. To learn more about All Day Rock Off, you can always check us out at alldayrockoff.com. Did you enjoy the show? We would love a review on Apple Podcasts or even our Facebook page. Search All Day Rock Off on iTunes or All Day Rock Off on Facebook and we show up. think we can do something better, please send an email directly to me, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayrockoff.com, as I am always looking for ways to improve the show. Don't forget charitychallenges.org for virtual events. The 1,000 Mile Challenge 2018 is coming up in a couple days. Registration will be open past the 1st. We'll keep it open for a couple months, but sign up sooner, join the community. We're going to be doing giveaways, we're going to be doing contests. We've got some really fun stuff coming this year between Maria and myself with Charity Challenges, and I'm excited for it. So come check it out. If you want to support the podcast, that's obviously always appreciated. We've got new gear available on alldayrockoff.com/store, so you can check that out. I hope you had an incredible 2017. I'm very excited about what 2018 has to bring, and I hope that you are excited too. Thank you so much for sticking with us through the year. It's been awesome, and I can't wait to see, you know, what's coming with the following year. Thank you so much again, and remember, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive and drink hard, ruck harder.